right, back on the Young Turks. So we were just talking about this. Wolfpack was coming up with a new logo, and one of the graphic artists was like, I had this vision for it, and it's like five wolves in a phalanx, and they're red, white, and blue and stuff. And Mike Mineta, who was one of the national directors, like, the graphic artist is having trouble visualizing it. Can you just draw it for him real quick? And I'm like, no, no, I can't. Like, there's no way that that drawing will help at all. Like, I couldn't draw out of a paper box. Like, I draw it with my son, 7-year-old son. He's definitely drawing better than I am now.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah. It's like, and I'm competitive with my 5-year-old daughter. Okay. Okay. I'm tempted to draw you dogs and then show it to you. But anyway.
Just don't.
Anyway, we're done with it. All right. So let's talk about the super volcano, because we were talking about how change happens quicker and quicker now, and somehow it led to the super volcano conversation. So Yellowstone has a super volcano, and news came out about it last week, and we didn't get to it, but I think it's super relevant, and we've been talking about it internally this whole time. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share it with you guys. So first off, I wrote the number 11,000. I have no recollection of what that means. Okay, volcanoes range from 1 to 8. One being the least explosive, 8 being the most explosive. Mm-hmm. The one in Yellowstone is an 8. An 8 out of 8, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. And I wrote all these things down because I just reread the article. I wrote down magma pools just because I thought the word magma is funny.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway, all right. I'm such an idiot. All right, so what happens if we have a super volcano ranked it at an 8 explode? Really, really bad things. Mm-hmm. So first of all, within 500 miles of the volcano, 500 miles diameter, there will be 4 inches of ash, like it snowed. 4 inches within 500 miles. To begin to give you a sense of the enormity of the explosion. Mm. Some of these in the super volcano explosions that have happened throughout Earth's history, they have changed the landscape, literally. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. And now, they don't think if this one explodes, it would be an extinction level event, but it could be close. So there's one theory that everyone in America dies. Mm-hmm. But other people in other parts of the world, since Yellowstone obviously isn't in America, other parts of the world do survive. But then you have a winter that comes. Well, it takes care of climate change, because mm-hmm, the ash and the covers the sky and absorbs the sun. This is where I'm gonna get lost in science, but basically mm-hmm, it gets really cold. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then there's famines and there's droughts, and it is an absolute nightmare. The reason why it's in the news now is because we thought that we might be able to, and there's a couple of different reasons why. One is like, oh, we'll have 10,000 years before it blows. Mm-hmm. Like, we will have an indication it is going to blow 10,000 years from now. Mm-hmm. So we will have a lot of time to prepare, okay? And so hopefully we could figure out how to get it to not blow. And scientists have some preliminary theories. But problem is that if you go inside the volcano, it might actually cause it to erupt. Like, if you start drilling inside the volcano to try to get it to not erupt,
okay,
it might actually do the opposite and have it erupt. Okay, now we think we actually might know within 10 years, okay? And so John was explaining this before, a couple of different articles, an older one, a new one I just read, anyway. And they noticed that the whatever it is that's building up was building up quicker than scientists anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's moving faster and faster and faster. So now the good news is we still would have a 10-year warning. So we were kidding around in the office before we knew that, mm-hmm, saying like, it erupts and all our problems go away. We're like, oh, Yellowstone blew up, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm, it's not gonna be like that. Instead, it's going to be a worldwide panic as everyone leaves America because Yellowstone's gonna erupt. Okay, okay, I mean, there's some stuff that's floating out there that could just, you know, mm-hmm, change everything. Because we're humans and we're so cocky and we think we got everything figured out. We've barely been civilized for 30,000 years, and that's like the outer edge, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have anything figured out. A meteor, a super volcano, climate change, and the Earth just goes like this and we're gone.
Okay, so let's talk about a scenario where scientists know, all right, it's done. Like, our research is conclusive. In 10 years, this volcano will erupt, and anyone living in the United States will be gone, right? Mm-hmm. And so panic sets in, people start trying to leave, blah, blah. Like, what is your reaction? What do you do?
First of all, I chill the fuck out, because in the beginning, there'll be panic, mm-hmm. and people will die in the panic. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, I gotta get out of here. They'll like try to get on boats and shit. Just calm down, you got 10 years. Okay, take it easy. And people die in the panic usually just as much as they die from whatever the event is.
Right, that's right.
So, on the other hand, as I've said 1,000 times, on very rare occasions, there is time to panic. Mm-hmm. So, September 11th, I always remember that story of the wife who came and pulled her husband out of one of the floors. He's like, no, I'm the manager, I gotta stay. They said it'd be okay. She's like, I will fucking divorce you. We are walking out right now. Mm-hmm. It is time to panic, because the plane had hit the other tower.
Right.
They walked out, everyone else in that office died.
Fuck. Uh-huh.
Okay, so thank God he listened to his wife. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you got a 10-year warning, it's not time to panic. What would I do? I'd be like, well, Erdogan, he's not so bad, is he? Go back to Turkey. Like, no, what, my criticism? No, what criticism? I don't know that guy. No, I'm kidding. Of course, I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I'd root for science, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could pray the super volcano away. I don't know, man. I feel like you would immediately get super pessimistic. Like,
in a way, yes, but in a way, no. And what I mean by that is, maybe I'd have a moment of panic, for sure, right? Because I like living. Living's cool. But I would tell myself, I'm not going to try to flee. I'm not going to try to find another country to live in. I'm going to stay right here, live the best 10 years of my life, and call it a fucking day. Because here's the thing. I don't want, The Walking Dead to me is such an annoying show, because like, really, you guys are gonna deal with this shit for years on end, probably for the rest of your lives. You're gonna be terrorized by these fucking zombies, and look at your quality of life.
Your quality of life.
You have no fucking quality of life. Just call it a day. Call it a day. It's over, right? I'd give up immediately. Immediately. I don't want to fucking struggle. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to deal with zombies. I don't want any of that shit. I don't want to see people that I love around me dying. No. I have no survivalist in me whatsoever. I want to live a good life. And then as soon as it gets a little hard, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna live with the ramifications of that volcano.
Oh,
like, let's say
yeah.
You're lucky and you end up in Turkey or wherever you end up, right? Okay, like the winter situation, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, no.
There's gonna be
There's two things here. Mm-hmm. One, I'm the opposite of you. There's a good argument to be made that I would be a terrible survivalist. I can't tell what north, south, east, and west are. I'd get lost in the woods and like die of
oh
starvation.
Oh my god, that's such a good point. Like, okay. You want to be a survivalist, but you're not really equipped with the tools necessary to be one.
You know me, I do strategery. What am I going to do? I'm going to find a dude who knows north, south, and east and west, and we'll be like, let's hang out.
John.
Okay. Yeah. etc. Right. So, I'm going to be the last dude, right?
It's going to be a disaster. All these people from the United, like, there's a ton of fucking people in the United States. They're all going to try to leave. All these other countries. Oh my God. I just thought of something. Can you imagine Muslim majority countries telling American refugees to fuck off?
That's what I know. And that's what would happen.
I mean, I want to be around to experience that. So.
Okay. Even though they'd be telling you to fuck off. But yes. Know. No, but are you kidding me? Mass exodus from America. And then all of a sudden, we run into Trump's wall, and Mexico's like, sorry. Okay.
But I think Mexico would also be gone, no?
But the wall would protect them. No, it won't. And remember, they will have a big, beautiful door. Okay. Anyway. Uh-huh. So, number one, I'd be the guy going like into a recorder. Mm-hmm. I am the lone survivor of the USS Earth. Okay, so when aliens find this tape, Jan Kruger was the lone survivor. That's what I would want to be. Okay, but number two, to not make it like we're having fun time talking about end times, right?
Yeah.
But I got kids, so I'm gonna bring
it
down. So I gotta get them out. I gotta figure out a way.
Yeah, right? That's true.
And so you can't just be like sayonara when you got kids.
Fuck, that sucks, man.
Yeah. So anyway, I found the country as we were talking that I'm gonna go to, Uruguay. It's already a progressive paradise.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna get there before everybody else figures it out, because they're not gonna figure out Uruguay, right?
You're telling everyone though.
Oh no, no, that's okay. You're Young Tourist members. I'll see you down there. Okay, like people want to go to Germany or whatever, Australia. No, no, Uruguay, really far from Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Already super progressive. We go take over before the right wing gets there,
mm-hmm.
and we make it a progressive utopia, which it already kind of almost is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll meet you in Uruguay. by the way, it's not gonna. We have no indication it's gonna blow. Don't panic. We're not on the countdown of 10 years.
We're just having a fun conversation, a hypothetical conversation about the end of the world. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to tell you a second serious story, but I forgot. I forgot what it is, and I'm hungry, and I can't concentrate. So there's some chance we're going to end the show in a second. But hashtag TYT Live, if you remember what I promised I was going to tell you in the post game, Edwin will monitor it right now. You know, when I was younger, I always thought, mm-hmm. oh, like if we knew we were all gonna die, it was immediately like sex. Like I go and be like, all right, guys, I mean, look, whatever it was, like beautiful women, you normally might not have sex with me, but end of the world is coming. What are we gonna do,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, life gives you lemons, you turn it into lemonade,
right.
Life gives you end times, you turn it into lemonade, and turn it into sex, right? Now, I think I gotta protect the kids, right?
I have a strategy. Like, my strategy is to, like, I'm gonna take MDMA. Like, as soon as it's about to erupt, not as soon as, like, maybe an hour before, right? Because it takes a while to kick in, I'm gonna take it. And then you're like, you don't feel any pain. Like, everything feels like euphoria.
You're
so
like,
it's gonna be like, oh yeah, that hot feeling is so good.
Gone. Shoot, I am forgetting everything. I was gonna add something to the lemonade story.
Uh-huh.
Gone.
Gone.
Okay, Edwin, any things yet? No. All right, guys, we'll do it some other time. We gotta go. Check out the Unity Reform Commission hearings because we're double streaming. Okay. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.